The Czech Prime Minister Jan Fischer is in Israel for a three-day working visit. After meeting the Israeli President Shimon Peres in Jerusalem on Wednesday, he is set to meet for talks with his counterpart, Prime Minister Netanyahu. Czech Radio's Middle Eastern correspondent Bratislav Turecek is following the visit in Jerusalem. I spoke to him earlier and asked him what the main points on the Czech Prime Minister's agenda were.
As the Prime Minister put it, he's here basically to support the bilateral relations with Israel. That means he's not going to talk so much, too much about the Middle East peace process and so on. And he spoke this morning already with Israeli President Shimon Peres, and they both said that there is a lot of space for mutual cooperation and better relations, basically. But what was interesting, nobody said in presence of the journalist anything about the Middle East process and about politics.
On Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected a U.S. bid to stop construction in East Jerusalem. Do you know if Mr. Fischer is going to express his views on this issue?
The Prime Minister said on his way to Israel, that means yesterday, that he, on his own will, is not going to raise this issue with his Israeli host. That means he suggested he's not going to talk about it with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor with the President Shimon Peres. He said that this is a very difficult question, all these issues relating the Jerusalem and all the settlements and so on, and it is up to both sides of this conflict to solve them, and that means he is not going to follow the way in which the European Union or, as you mentioned, the United States are going to push Israel to stop the settlements because they are regarded as a violation of the international law.
The Czech Prime Minister left out Palestine from his travel plans. Do you know why he's not visiting either the West Bank or the Gaza Strip during his visit to Israel this time?
Well, I asked about this question specifically his spokesperson Roman Prorok, and he told me basically that this visit is not a political one. He mentioned that the previous Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek also, during his first visit to this region, did not visit Palestinian territories or Palestinian officials, and therefore Mr. Fischer claims that this is why he came only to see Israeli officials.
The Czech Prime Minister has a Jewish background. Has the visit a strong personal significance for him as well?
Well, it's difficult to judge because he didn't speak to press about this. He visited yesterday the Western Wall, which is the holiest Jewish place. He was accompanied by Shmuel Rabinovich, who is the Western Wall chief rabbi. And it was interesting. Rabbi Rabinovich asked the Czech Prime Minister, how is it to be a Jewish Prime Minister of a non-Jewish country? I didn't hear clearly what the Prime Minister said, what he answered. But anyway, it seems that the Israelis appreciate that he's a Jewish politician. And he himself, as I saw him yesterday, he also welcomed the possibility to pray with the Chief Rabbi Rabinovich next to the Western Wall and to see the most important places of the Jewish nation and also of the Jewish fight.
I was talking there to Czech Radio's correspondent in the Middle East, Bratislav Turecek.